OJB's podcast, 9 March 2005, Big Bang. I'm just listening to a Tech Nation IT Conversations podcast interview about a new book, Big Bang, The Origin of the Universe, by popular science writer Simon Singh. I've read some of his books before and he's a very good writer on these types of subjects. His style is relatively easy to understand but doesn't dumb down the material too much. Anyway, I thought I would share the ideas Singh presented along with some of my own knowledge in this area in this blog entry to try and explain what the theory is and why most scientists think it's true. Currently, about 99% of scientists agree with the Big Bang theory, but 1% disagree strongly and think it is fundamentally wrong. I'm not sure what the alternative is. Several modifications to steady-state type theories have been proposed, but as far as I know, these are currently considered unlikely to be true. The Big Bang theory gained prominence in the early 20th century when Edwin Hubble noticed that the galaxies were receding from each other. This showed the universe was expanding, and the obvious inference was that it had a zero size sometime in the past. By examining the expansion, it's possible to estimate how long ago the Big Bang must have happened when the universe was zero size, and this figure is currently accepted to be around 14 billion years. Later, some radio scientists noticed background noise coming from all directions simultaneously, which fitted the model of what would be left over from a Big Bang explosion. The nicest thing about this was that the scientists who first noticed the radio noise didn't even know about the Big Bang and its predicted background radiation, yet their measurements fitted the theory very well. Predictive evidence of this sort gives powerful support to a theory. A third piece of important evidence is the ratio of heavy elements in the universe, which fits the Big Bang model nicely. Some details are still controversial. For example, the anisotropy, or lack of smoothness, of the microwave background has required a modification to the original theory through the addition of an inflationary phase. Also, dark energy and dark matter need to be accounted for, although their presence doesn't actually weaken the theory at all. One of the ultimate questions of physics and astronomy is what happened before the Big Bang. Singh sounds fairly confident that this is just a matter of time before that problem is solved, and there are a few speculative theories around already. I'm not so sure. The way I understand it, time and space itself were created in the Big Bang, so the question of what happened before might not just currently have no answer, but the question itself might not even have any real meaning and therefore be unanswerable.